How precious must man be in the eyes of the Creator if God gave his only Son in order that man should not perish but have eternal life? St. John Paul II writes that in his first encyclical, Redemptor Hominis, the Redeemer of Man. How precious must man be? I wonder to what degree we really appreciate this truth. Your life, my life, is so precious in the eyes of God the Father that he was willing to give his only Son. Not only his Son who lowered himself to become human in the incarnation, but even more, to pour out his life for us on the cross, precisely because our lives are so precious to him. How precious must man be in the eyes of the Creator? Today, throughout the world, the Church celebrates, as we do every year on this Sunday after Pentecost, the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. Every year on this day, we ponder anew the mystery of God, who is one in substance but three in persons. You know, I think the doctrine of the Trinity probably often seems to us little more than a lofty theological truth to be parsed as much as we can by our frail intellects, but which we will always fall short of really understanding and comprehending. But more fundamentally, the Trinity is a mystery to be pondered and savored. A mystery in the sense not so much that it's inaccessible to our frail intellects, although it is, but a mystery in the sense that we can be drawn into it with a sense of wonder and awe. And it is the mystery that God at his heart is love in himself. Because before he ever so loved the world that he created, the three persons of the Blessed Trinity exist in this eternal exchange of love. This is who God is in himself. This communion of love of the three persons of the one Godhead. And you and I, made in the image and likeness of this God, thus are also made for love. It's what fulfills us. Here are some more very beautiful words from that same encyclical of St. John Paul. He writes, "Man cannot live without love. He remains a being that is incomprehensible for himself. His life is senseless if love is not revealed to him, if he does not encounter love, if he does not experience and make it his own, if he does not participate intimately in it." You see, this is what our human hearts crave, because we're made in the image and likeness of God. Love is what will truly make us happy. And it's the only thing that will truly make us happy. And the problem is that we're looking for love in all the wrong places, as we've heard. The only place that we can find the love for which we're made, the love for which we long, is in love himself, in God, the Blessed Trinity. And this is why God gave his only Son, as we heard in our gospel today, those famous words of John 3:16. He gave his only Son so that we might regain access precisely to this love for which we're made. Because you see, as the words of our gospel make unmistakably clear, we need to be saved. We get caught up in the beauty of these words of John 3:16 about just how much God loved the world, that we forget that this was and is a rescue mission for which God the Father sent his Son into the world. You and I, without the grace that the Father has given in his Son, Jesus Christ, we would be lost. God the Father gave his Son. His Son on the cross merited for us the grace that saves us. And the Holy Spirit is the one who pours that grace into our hearts in a most personal way. Because if you didn't catch it, the gospel speaks not only of love, but also of condemnation. Love, in fact, was mentioned once, but the risk of perishing, the risk of condemnation, is mentioned four times in this brief gospel. Salvation, eternal life, heaven, these aren't guarantees. Precisely because God loves us, He respects us enough to give us a choice, to make us free. And the response that is necessary for us to benefit from His love, the love that saves us, is faith. So that everyone who believes in Him might not perish, but have eternal life. Faith, simply put, means accepting, welcoming that gift of God's love into our lives. It means responding with our whole selves in kind to Him who has loved us, who has given to us Himself. Faith means that we respond by entrusting ourselves totally to Him, holding nothing back, and giving ourselves to all that He calls us to. Faith means being humble enough to admit where those wrong places are that we tend to look for love, and then sacrificing those things, our sinfulness, for the sake of true love, true life that can be found only in the heart of the Blessed Trinity, that mystery that we celebrate with such joy and solemnity today. You are precious in the eyes of the Creator. So precious that He has given His own Son for your salvation and poured out His Holy Spirit to redeem you. How then will you respond? We have an opportunity here, every time we come to Holy Mass, to respond to this gift. As the bread and the wine are carried forward, let's place our own hearts on the altar with those elements. Let's give today our total selves to our triune God, who's held nothing back of Himself out of love for us. St. Patrick, pray for us.